And here's one who is a little obscure, and that's why I like these guys, because they were written up and they were considered to be geniuses, and yet there's only four records in existence. Well, sorry, I'll correct that. There are very few records in existence. His name, Sidney Arodin, A-R-O-D-I-N. Born at New Orleans, of course, 1901, and who died in 1948. He was in many small groups in New Orleans and in Chicago. He was co-composer, by the way, of the great pop tune Lazy River. Arodin was co-composer. And he is one of the best examples, I think, and possesses in this recording with New Orleans cornetist, who is also a legend in his time, Lee Collins. Lee Collins landed up in Chicago and became seriously ill, and the Capital City Jazz Band and the Ottawa Traditional Jazz Society at that time sent a very sizable check to his family. He couldn't pay the hospital bills, he was dying, and the usual stories that you hear, you know. So anyway, we have an indirect link with Nick Collins, but our subject is the clarinet player, Sidney Arodin. Joe Robichaud, by the way, is on piano, and he was in right with the New Orleans bands of George Royce right up to the time he died, Robichaud. The band is actually the Jones Collins Astoria 8. They made four records in the whole repertoire. It was recorded by RCA Victor in 1929, and the tune is Tip Easy Blues. The alto solo is by this guy Jones, who was obviously the band manager and got them the job. You hear a beautiful solo by Lee Collins and cornet, and some fine clarinet by Sidney Arodin. apologise for the... This was a rare record, and I must apologise for the condition. I got it a long, long time ago. That was Tip Easy Blues by... featuring, I should say, Mr. Arrowden on clarinet and Lee Collins on the trumpet. Joe Berubishaw took the piano solo, and it's quite a historic record. They made three others at the time, and those, as far as I know, are the only ones that they issued.